This UCSD-TV program is a presentation of University of California Television for educational and non-commercial use only.
John Malachok approached me. We'd met and worked on a small collaboration previously. And so he had said, I just have this new project. I'm working with a museum. Wouldn't it be great to have four walls of projection for this show? Little did he know of the technical, logistical, artistic complexity that that would bring. The Dreams and Diversions exhibition that the San Diego Museum of Art had kind of commissioned John and his team that included me to make this piece that would somehow connect for an audience, kind of create a public performative and contemporary vision of artists being inspired by these prints. And it had to be its own artistic work in its own right that, you know, I was kind of given the real honor of attempting to reinterpret these prints. From these Japanese masters. Didn't, you know, want to reenact no traditions or kabuki traditions of the period, that really wasn't our world, and it's a different cultural time, a different cultural place. And so we decided that we wanted to do a series of artists, contemporary artists, traveling, in this case a dance company on tour, and the different stops along the road, the same way the prints revealed the Tokaido Road and other both spatial and kind of temporal and cultural movements throughout Japan. My challenge as a designer on this project was to figure out how to connect these block prints from another time and culture to our contemporary world. And so one of the solutions that I found was actually looking into the history of how the form, shape, line quality, texture were used in the original prints, how they then were used by Western artists like Van Gogh and Toulouse-Lautrec and all these major and impressionist artists, Western impressionist artists. You can see that there's a direct lineage in how space, line, and form are used. And that, for me, was one of the keys for how to bridge both of these two worlds and make a connection. Go to the movies, you know, you pay your ticket, you sit down, and you only look at one big image over the course of 2 hours. For something like projection design, it's kind of rethinking and reconceiving how we use moving images. For this project, it really is envisioning moving images that can be seen with live performers. As an artist, it was really important to me that the projection be a supportive element, that it create an emotional tone, an environment, but that the main focus during the dance sequences was on the action in front of you. There was this real intimacy that was available to us that in a traditional proscenium stage isn't always there. So I felt like part of my job was to create visual images that would support that and build over the course of an hour. My background as an animator allowed me to kind of know some of the tricks that I could use to create images that would have very subtle movement over time, that would present an environment, an emotional tone that could be moving very slowly and transforming over 4 or 5 or 10 minutes, but that weren't, again, like a cinematic moment where you go in, you sit down, and it's, you know, flashing lights, moving imagery the whole time. I don't want it to have the same quality that you have as like a Jumbotron at a sports arena, right? Where you're kind of looking up here at the Jumbotron to see the instant replay and then looking back down here to see the live action in front of you, that of really combining those two worlds. And to me, part of the excitement of this field is being able to combine those two worlds.
Great speed, great line.
Syntax from cinema doesn't work particularly well when you have a live performer in front of you. Fast cutting, for example, right? Intercutting, all of a sudden, that whole vocabulary we have of shot, reverse shot, becomes quite problematic when you have a live person standing in front of that. So what kinds of languages can be evolved to accommodate having live performance and video together? It's one of my central interests as an artist.